began like many others, but it ended unlike any other. Blind Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside begging. Day in, day out, the lot of his life, a life that was consigned to wretchedness, to misery, to sorrow and suffering. And yet on this day, as he sits by the wayside begging, accustomed to the passing sounds, this day there was a sound that was unusual. Footsteps passing by, the voice of men and women that he had not heard before, the hustling, the jostling, and it immediately awakened within him a sense of curiosity. That commotion that was unusual, that was different to the norm, that commotion created within him a curiosity. We read of it there in verse number 36. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. What's the meaning of this? What's taking place? What's happening? Why all this noise, all this commotion? And the answer that came to his ears was this: Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And as soon as he heard that response, immediately there was stirred up within him this desire to meet this man called Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 38 says, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. What a message he heard. It was a message that changed his life forever. And not only did it change his life, but it changed his eternity. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. I want tonight, just for a few moments, to consider the message of the passing Christ. What it meant to blind Bartimaeus, and what it means to each one of us in this meeting tonight. What is the message of the passing Christ? Well, could I suggest in the first place that the message of the passing Christ is a message of opportunity. A message of opportunity. Here was a man who had sat day after day, perhaps in a state of hopelessness, all hope being gone, of ever being able to see again, of ever being brought out of that miserable existence. Perhaps his life consisted of being resigned to a life of misery, a life of begging. But as soon as Jesus passed by, immediately there is the stirring, there is the awakening of a newfound hope within his breast. It was to him a moment of opportunity that could make all the difference. An opportunity that he had never had before. An opportunity that would change his life when Jesus passed by. The Lord Jesus on this occasion drew near, and he passed by where blind Bartimaeus was, because he was on that great mission of mercy that was taking him to the cross of Calvary in order to procure salvation for lost sinners. What a message it is of the passing Christ. He has drawn near to humanity in its fallen estate. The Lord Jesus passes by because he stepped into this world and he took the likeness of our humanity. That miraculous conception that created a pure, holy humanity, which the Son of God assumed and took into union with his deity. And God stepped upon the face of this earth that he had created in order to go to a cross. The reason why Jesus was passing by was because from before the foundation of this world, before Adam was created, and before Adam fell, and the whole of mankind fell with him, God had already purposed a great plan of redemption, a wonderful plan of salvation for fallen mankind. And in the fullness of time, God's Son stepped into this world. He was made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that are under the law. But in order to redeem fallen man, he had to go to the cross. And for this reason, he's passing by blind Bartimaeus as he makes his way to the cross on the mission of mercy. What a message the gospel is. What a message is the message of the passing Christ. He has come near to fallen man in order to redeem, in order to save, in order to step into man's blighted condition and to lift him out, to lift him up, to transform, to change, to restore, to make whole. That's what happened to blind Bartimaeus. It was a moment of opportunity when the Lord Jesus passed by, an opportunity that would change his life forever. And how true it is tonight that the Lord Jesus continues to draw near, and he continues to pass by men and women. Every time that this Bible is opened, every time that the gospel is preached, what did Paul say in his letter to the Corinthians? That when he was preaching, he said, it is as though God does beseech you by us. It is the Lord passing by on the mission of mercy with the opportunity of salvation. What a picture there is. What a parallel there is here. Look at this man, a certain blind man. Elsewhere, we're given his name, Bartimaeus. And there he is in his blindness. It's a state of wretchedness. It's a state of misery. Every day, his existence is one of begging just for his livelihood. He cannot see. He's in the dark. He's in a state of poverty. Is that not a spiritual representation of mankind? The day that Adam sinned, his eyes were put out. He became blind to the things of God, blind to the truth of God. And the entire human race ever since is born in a state of spiritual blindness. And that state brings with it spiritual poverty. Man is a beggar before God. He sits before God in the rags of his sin, in the rags of his depravity, and he has nothing by which he can present to God by way of merit for acceptance. But what a beautiful picture there is of the passing Christ. This poor blind beggar, miserable and wretched. And yet Jesus Christ stepped into time and stepped into this world in order to draw near and pass by where Bartimaeus was. And that, my friends, is but a representation, but a beautiful parallel of that great and glorious mission which Christ has undertaken. When he came into this world to save sinners, to deliver and set free and to redeem. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. It was a message of opportunity. A message of opportunity. And that opportunity is extended to each one in this meeting tonight. Because the Lord is passing by as the Savior. He has already been to the cross. He's paid the great ransom price. He shed his blood. And he offers pardon freely. Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And therefore tonight, friend, the opportunity is yours. Jesus of Nazareth, the Savior, the Son of God, is passing by. He has drawn near to you to be your Savior. But not only was it a message of opportunity, it was a message of activity. The message of the passing Christ was a message of activity. A man cannot be saved by his works or by what he does. Salvation is in Christ and in Christ alone. And yet no man is saved except he earnestly seeks after the Lord Jesus to be his Savior. This blind man could not open his eyes. Only Christ could do that. He could not remedy his plight, his blighted condition. Only Christ could do that. But nevertheless, he had to seek the Lord in order to have his eyes opened. What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Do you see the activity of this man? As soon as he hears that Jesus is passing by, the Savior, the Son of David, the Messiah, the Redeemer, as soon as he hears that Jesus is passing by, immediately he responds. You can see that he listened intently, attentively. He could not see, but he had ears. And he heard the sounds, he heard the commotion, he heard the footsteps of that multitude. He heard the mumbling of their voices. He knew there was something unusual taking place. And so he listened with both his eyes and his ears like never before. He listened. The Bible instructs men and women to hear, and your soul shall live. Listen attentively to what God says in his word. Incline your ear to the voice of God speaking in the word of God. There was activity here. Not only did he listen attentively, but he inquired earnestly. He says, what does this mean? What is the meaning of all this commotion? What is the reason for it? When you hear the gospel, do not sit content to let that gospel pass over your head, to pass over your mind, to pass over your heart. No, stop and inquire. Inquire earnestly. What does this mean? This message that talks about a cross and talks about the incarnate Savior and his sacrifice upon the tree. This message that places emphasis upon his blood. Ask, what does it mean? How many a person has heard the gospel and yet they have never stopped to inquire, what does this mean? Do you remember the Ethiopian eunuch? And Philip came from a scene of great revival and blessing. Out into the wilderness, God brought him to this man's chariot. And he made haste and he came just as the man was reading in Isaiah 53. And the Ethiopian said, what does this mean? Who is the prophet speaking of? Is he speaking of himself or of another? And Philip, opening the scriptures, beginning at the same scripture, preached unto him Jesus. He explained, let me tell you, if men and women will inquire earnestly, I believe God will honor that inquiry and God will explain. God will lift the blindfold upon the mind and God will give the meaning. What meaneth this? What does this mean? And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And you can see there that as soon as he heard what was happening, he prayed emphatically. He prayed with importunity. Do you see that in verse number 38? And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying. This wasn't a pathetic little whimper. No, he knew my voice must be heard above the commotion of this crowd. He's crying with a loud voice, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me." Do you see the activity of this man? We're told in verse 40 or verse 39 that when he cried, he met with opposition. They which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he wasn't going to be deterred. He cried so much the more. He was determined. This is my opportunity. This man can make the difference to my life. He can change everything. I must get to him. And so he cried all the more. You can see a determination here. There is this emphatic prayer calling upon the Lord. And how simple it is. How simple it is. "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." And the Bible tells us in verse 40 that Jesus stood. Mark in his gospel puts it like this, "And Jesus stood still." What is it that brings the incarnate God to a standstill? It is the earnest, emphatic cry of lost souls crying to him for mercy. Jesus stood still, for his prayer was heard, and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Here was an intelligent request. The Lord says, "What do you want me to do for you?" The man said, "Lord, I need my plight remedied. This awful condition that I'm in, I need it reversed that I may receive my sight." The Lord Jesus is passing by on that great mission of mercy. He has come to save men and women from their sin. It is an opportunity. The passing Christ is a message of opportunity, but it's also a message of activity. To inquire, to seek after him, to call upon him. "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, save me. Pardon me. Blot out my sins. Make me a new creature." Tell me, have you prayed as simply and as plainly as this man has prayed? But not only was there an earnest inquiry, and not only was there emphatic praying, not only was there an intelligent request, but you'll notice there was an act of faith. There was an act of faith. For look what Jesus said to him in verse 42. "And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee." Thy faith hath saved thee. The Lord saw in him the activity of faith. And it was that faith that brought the remedy. When the Lord Jesus is passing by men and women on the mission of mercy, as the great Savior of sinners, the great need that we have is the need of faith. It is the great saving grace, faith that saves, is a belief that Jesus is the Son of God, and that he offered an atonement for sins. And that faith, that saving faith, lays hold upon that truth and says, I believe that he offered an atonement for my sins. That's what true faith is. Here there was the activity of faith. Oh, men and women, Jesus is passing by. He's the Savior of sinners. He's offered an atonement. I say to you, it is a time for activity. Act, act, act. Seek the Lord. Call upon him. And trust him. This man believed that Jesus was the promised Messiah. That's what's inferred in that title, the Son of David. This is the Messiah. He believed that he was the Messiah. And he believed that he alone could transform his plight. The word mercy has within it the idea of relieving. Relieving. It's related to the miserable condition of mankind. And God in his mercy relieves. He brings relief to that miserable condition. He overturns it. He changes it. He transforms it. He restores it. He reconciles man to himself. That's what this blind beggar believed. And the Lord said, thy faith hath saved thee. The message of the passing Christ is a message of opportunity. But it's also a message of activity that demands a response. How many a person the Lord has passed near, passed by, and they've just sat there, blind, dumb, lifeless. They have not responded at all. You must respond. You must call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what you must do. Lord, save me. Lord, have mercy on me. I was at the Disabled Christian Fellowship yesterday and we had a great meeting. Yesterday. And I was telling the people about how I got saved. I always love to think about when I got saved as a child. And just simply kneeling down and calling upon the Lord and asking the Lord to save me. That's it. He's the Savior. He's the one who does the work. And all who trust in him shall be saved. It's a message of activity. But the message of the passing Christ is also a message of solemnity. For the passing Christ will soon be gone. He is not stopping. He is passing by. Going on. Look at chapter 19 and verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He didn't stay there. He didn't stay. He will not pass that way again. And therefore for blind Bartimaeus, it literally was now or never. Now or never. The opportunity was there for that passing moment. But soon the opportunity would be gone. What if Bartimaeus had delayed? What if he had thought to himself, well, there's too many people about. I'll wait until the crowd dies down. I'll wait another occasion. He would have missed the opportunity. And he would have been left in the darkness. Jesus is passing by. And when Jesus is passing by, it is most solemn. Oh, it's a manifestation of his mercy. That he should draw near to fallen men and women. Cursed by the law. Abiding under the wrath of God. That Jesus the Savior should pass by is the manifestation of mercy. But men and women, the opportunity will pass. How solemn. There is a time we know not when, a point we know not where, that marks the destiny of men to glory or despair. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and his wrath. To pass that limit is to die. To die as if by stealth, it does not quench the beaming eye or peel the glow of health. The conscience may be still at ease, the spirit light and gay. That which is pleasing still may please, and care be thrust away. But on the forehead, God has set indelibly a mark, unseen by man, for man as yet is blind and in the dark. And yet, the doomed man's path below, like Eden, may have bloomed. He did not, does not, will not know, or feel that he is doomed. He knows, he feels that all is well, and every fear is calmed. He lives, he dies. He wakes in hell, not only doomed, but damned. Oh, where is thy mysterious bourne, by which our path is crossed, beyond which God himself hath sworn that he who goes is lost? How far may we go in sin? How far may we go in sin? How long will God forbear? Where does hope end? And where begin the confines of despair? An answer from the skies is sent. Ye that from God depart, while it is called today, repent and harden not your heart. Jesus is passing by. It's a message of opportunity. It's a message of activity. But it's also a message of solemnity. For soon the opportunity will be gone. The door will be closed. The offer of mercy withdrawn. The opportunity to be saved, forever lost. For all those years when Noah was building that great ark, the door was opened. The message of coming judgment was proclaimed. The provision of salvation, of deliverance was provided. And all that was required was for men and women to step over the threshold, to enter the ark. But the day came when the door was shut and the opportunity was gone. Jesus had passed by. What means all this commotion? And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. The Savior's passing by tonight. Will you call upon his name? Will you trust him? Will you be saved? Passing by. The hymn writer wrote the words, "Pass me not, O gentle Saviour. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by." Make them your prayer tonight. Call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.